We are in Igeres HaTshuva, beginning at Perek Ches, starting chapter 8. And since the third volume of Lessons in Tanya has recently appeared, you might be using the Lessons of Tanya. So it's on page 1085. In Igeres HaTshuva, the Alter Rebbe establishes that the main aspect of Tshuva, the core of tshuva, is azivas hachet, the abandoning of the sin, the discontinuation of sin, and that the fasting is not part of the tshuva at all, but rather it takes the place of the karban, which in the times of the Beis HaMikdash would be brought after the tshuva, beyond the tshuva, as in the example of a person who had angered the king, and the king had already forgiven him through intervention and so on, and now that he is forgiven, the person brings a gift in order to regain the old friendship or the old trust that existed before the sin. So the fasting is like the karban that comes after the tshuva, but it is not itself an essential part of the tshuva. In the last pesik, the Alter Rebbe said that in order for tshuva to be true, meaning that it lasts without interruption, and that it be direct, not come through suffering, God forbid, there are two considerations, two things that a person should contemplate in order that the tshuva should be both real, true, and direct. And those two things are, number one, the damage that the sin does to the neshama, and the golus that it causes to the shechina, the golus hashechina. Now, chapter 8. V'hinei ach lehamokas hadas b'chol hanal. After thinking deeply into what was mentioned before, these two considerations of causing the shechina to go into golus and causing the neshama to be cut off from its source, yuchal levakesh be'emes mi'um kadaliva. Now he will be in a position, in a frame of mind, in which he will be able to request truly, and from the depths of the heart, that God should forgive and erase the sin with the abounding compassion, with the great compassion that God has, because then he will have implanted in his heart, in truth, honestly, Gedol harachmanus al b'chinas elikusha b'nafshe v'shalamayla kenal. He will have implanted in his heart a deep feeling of compassion for the state of his godly soul and its origin above. Elsewhere in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe speaks about tshuva that comes from ahava, the kind of tshuva that in which we say that this deinais nasile kizochies, that his intentional sins become like mitzvahs, where the sin turns around and becomes a source of intensity in the love for God, an intensity that he wouldn't have had he not sinned, which is what makes the Baal Tshuva stand higher than the tzaddik, whose love for God is complete and total, but it is not intensified beyond its natural state by the fact that he was in a place of sin, like a person's thirst is intensified simply because he's in a place where there is no water. So by the Baal Tshuva, it's the sin itself, it's having been in a desolate place, that intensifies his love for God. And that kind of tshuva is called tshuva gdela, out of ahava rabba, with a thirsting and a longing and so on to get closer to God. Here the Alter Rebbe is speaking about a tshuva that comes out of Rachmanus. Rachmanus on the Golos HaShchina, and Rachmanus on the Neshama, and and the effect that the sin has on the Neshama. And since this is a Sefer Shel Beinonim, the Igeres HaTshuva, the instruction and the insight into tshuva, also has to be understood and applicable and within reach of the Beinoni. and it is easier to feel compassion. Rachmanus is easier than ahava. So for the average Beinoni, it would be easier to do tshuva out of Rachmanus than to do tshuva out of ahava. So then, having implanted in his heart a feeling of true compassion, of true rachmanus for the neshama, then he can say with all honesty that he regrets the sin and asks that the sin be erased. Having aroused compassion in his own heart, a feeling of rachmanus that he feels for the neshama, for the shechina, this will in turn cause an arousal of rachmanus from above, divine compassion for on a higher level than ordinary compassion, and that is the yud gimum midas rachamim that come from the ratzon elyon baruch hu hanirmas b'keitzei shel yud, that is represented or alluded to by the point on top of the yud. Which is much higher, this Rotzen Ha'elyein is higher than the Rotzen that is contained within the flow of life that is given through the letters of God's name. As we learned earlier, that it all comes through the four letters of God's name, beginning with the Yud, but in the Yud itself there is a little point on the top, and that represents the Rotzen Ha'elyein that is higher and greater than the name itself, or the letters of the name. Because these 13 principles, attributes of compassion, of mercy, are higher than the letters of God's name, it represents the Rotzen that is higher than Chochmah. As it is written, that he bears the sin, the transgression, and he cleanses them, because he is higher than the sin and the transgression, that's why it cleanses. So through the 13 attributes of Rachmanus, the sin and the blemish that the sin caused can be cleansed and washed away. And that ends, it severs that flow where the klipa, the unholiness, is getting its energy or additional energy from the second hay of God's name, which came about as a result of a person's sin, where he dragged his neshama, which is represented by the second hay of God's name, into Klippa, and Klippa thereby was nourished and nurtured with an additional godliness that was meant for the neshama, and came instead to the Klippa. But once the Ratzon Ha'Elyon is moved to compassion, to the 13 attributes of mercy, that erases the blemishes of the sin, meaning it takes away the energy that was given to the klipa. And in that way, the heitato is returned to its proper place. It is reconnected to the other three letters of God's name, the yud and the hey and the vov. And the same is reflected also in the person's experience in his neshama here below. Shuv, eina v'niseichem avdilim. Once he does this tshuva, and the compassion is aroused from above, then the effect of the sin is removed and erased. And just like above, the hay is returned and reconnected to it, to the name, to the other three letters. The same is here below, that the person is no longer separated as a result of the sin after the tshuva. As the expression is, he cleanses, And the sages say he cleanses those who return. In that the soul is washed and cleansed from the unclean garments, heim hachitzenim, which is the klipa. Kameshikosa begimoda, melasa fose, that a person who sins is enveloped in the sin like a garment. So it's a dirty garment that needs to be washed away, and the tshuva and the compassion that it arouses above washes away that garment. A garment means the form of expression. The difference between the power of the soul and the garment of the soul is that the power of the soul is the expression itself, an expression of intelligence or an expression of emotion. The garment is the form that expression takes. An unclean garment would mean an unholy form either of intellect or emotion. That the emotions of a person or the intellect of a person are in an unholy form. That's called the unclean garment. Removing that would mean removing the unclean form, that the neshama that had sinned, the soul that had sinned, had taken on an unholy frame of mind or frame of heart, and through the tshuva that frame is removed. So the nefesh is back to itself and can now choose its own garment, a holier garment, a holier form of expression. And since this movement, the spirit of forgiveness, has passed over them and has cleansed them, azai tuchal nafsham lo shevad havaye baruch hu mamash, being freed from these unclean garments, the nefesh is now able to return to God truly, literally. The la is mailo mailo lemakezo, and to rise to its source. Dovka beis baruch beyichud niflo, to cleave to God with a wondrous oneness. Just as it was before the sin, it was totally united with God. Not only before the sin, before it came into the body, before God breathed it into the body, so that it should descend and be clothed within the body, so that the body actually lives from it, because they merge. And just as a person before he breathes, that breath is contained within him and totally one with him, the same is true with the neshama. Before it was breathed into the body, it was one with God in a total oneness, and that's what is accomplished through tshuva. That the tshuva brings the neshama back to its source, back to that state or that condition which it was in before God breathed it into the body. V'zuhi tshuva shleima. And this is called complete tshuva. A complete return. Because he returns completely, meaning he returns not only to some higher state or previous state, but he goes back to the way he was in the beginning, before it was breathed into the body. Hine bechinas yichud zu v'tshuva zu, yichud ze v'tshuva zu, he bechinas tshuva ilon. Now this level of oneness and this form of tshuva is called tshuva ilon, shela acha tshuva tato. It is the higher level tshuva that follows after the lower level tshuva. V'komeshikosu b'zeir hakodesh b'raya mehem nepashas nosei, tshuva ilo hi di sasik beiraisa bezechilu rechimu bekutcha berichum. Tshuva ilo means, or is expressed in the fact that the person devotes himself to the study of Torah, and he studies it in awe and love of God. The ihu ben yudke bina, because this is the level of yudke, which is the level of bina. And that is the study of Torah with enthusiasm. Mailas Bali Tshuva Tzadikim Gemurim Bozeh, and where is the superiority of the Bal Tshuva over the Tzadik on this level of higher Tshuva? He Kemeshakosu Bozeh HaKodesh. So the advantage is, as he writes in the Zohar in Parshas Chayesodo, the Inun Mashri Alayu Beusa Deliba Yatir, that the Bal Tshuva brings upon himself an intensity and an enthusiasm in the study of Torah that is greater, with greater heart, ubechela sagi, and with greater force, liskarva lamalka, in order to get closer to the king, to get closer to the Eibishter. In the Hayyim Yeim, for the 28th of Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that l'chol echad meharabeim, hayu maimorim kvuyim, b'yichud b'shvil zeh. To each of the Rabbeim, there were certain maimorim that were repeated on occasions for this purpose, for the purpose, l'tahir avir ha'olam, of cleansing the atmosphere, the air of the world. Ashepam b'shtayim e'bisholishonim, that once in 2 or 3 years, hayu chezrim aleihem b'rabim, the Rabbeim would repeat that particular maimor publicly for the purpose of cleansing the air. Echad memaimori Rabbeinu Hazakin, one of the Alter Rebbe's maimorim, Hecholtu shebelukutei Torah b'li hagoyis, the maimor Hecholtu that appears in Lukutei Torah without the notes, Echad memaimori Admar Hamtzoi, one maimor is a maimor from the Mittler Rebbe, which is Yofa Shoa Achas, the maimor that begins with on the pasuk Yafa Shachas, v'teichnei asoda prokim harishenin, and its content is the first 10 chapters, the divrei hamaschil hinei kol echad v'echad emer alakai neshama, the maimer of hinei kol echad v'echad that appears in Derech HaChaim. Echad me'memori ha'temach tzedek, one of the temach tzedek's memorim served this purpose, and that was matevu shebelukutei Torah. Echad me'memori Azmur, one of my grandfather's maimorim, the Rebbe Marash, mikamecha ba'ilim. And echad me'memori Amur, and one of my father's maimorim, the Adaita Hayei Moskva of Reish Nun Zayin. The maimor Adaita Moskva that was said in 56-57.